Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
As many of us who are looking at our phones know that the Senate has passed the bill under unanimous...
So that was the victims of Jeffrey Epstein having candlelight vigil there on the steps of the Capitol yesterday when they got the news. I think that the Senate passed it after the House had passed it 428-1 to release the Epstein files. And the Senate said, good enough for us, send it to the president. I mean, they didn't even take it up. And they're cheering and they seem to be like hugging each other, tears in their eyes, legitimately relieved slash joyful about this. I don't know what they think is about to happen exactly. Now, the mainstream media crowd, like MSNBC is endlessly, they played that clip last night, and that's what we all need to remember, that this is about the victims. It's not about politics or Donald Trump or what, it's about the victims.
Wow.
Okay, you didn't feel that way for four freaking years when Democrats controlled the House and could have passed this exact same bill. Or you, Donald Trump can release this at any time. So could have Joe Biden. But he didn't. And you didn't care about it at all then. So the amount of hypocrisy around this, and of course Trump was against it passing until Sunday night, and then he was for it passing, and every Republican but one voted to pass it yesterday. So I don't even know what's happening.
The official talking point on the left is that, yes, it was the mummy who was at fault. Joe Biden should have released that, is their new talking point. Even though not a single one of them even so much as suggested that maybe that would be a good idea. It was all Biden that held it back. It is such enormous hypocrisy. On the other hand, this. Joe Nocera of the Free Press, the assistant managing editor, whatever that means, wrote a big piece about reading through tons and tons of the just released, like a week ago, Epstein emails and around that him. And he writes this. Why are some of the MAGA crowd so eager to see the Epstein files the Justice Department supposedly has? Because they want to know, they demand to know, who among Epstein's friends was also having sex with underage girls. They want their heads on a platter. Can you blame them? I don't think the question is not worth asking. I just suspect that the answer isn't there or it would have been used already. Since the alleged information that exists has been in both parties' hands now for quite a long time.
It
plenty of opportunity, unless it's mutually assured destruction. They're guilty pervs on both sides. That is a possible explanation of why it's languished, although Washington is the leakiest vessel that's ever sailed. So I can't believe there haven't been, you know, damaging leaks.
Right. It's hard to imagine. It defies logic. Specifically around Trump, which I assume is the animating force behind this whole thing for Democrats, is they think that there's something that's going to bring down Trump. You're going to tell me...
Or if only the dust storm that this is creating is bad for the Trump administration. Even if that's the only thing they accomplish, it's worth doing.
Are you going to tell me there's some damage of information in all of this that the Biden administration and Justice Department sat on while Trump was going to be, you know, the next president? You could have stopped him with any of this, and you just kept it a secret? I mean, it just defies all logic.
Like every movement, though, you've got your activists and then you've got your useful, I don't want to use the term idiots because it's unnecessarily insulting, but you have your activists and those they manipulate. And the activists know, they have a pretty good idea that there's nothing on Trump. But this is just in the Trump administration's way. And you hamstring the other party every way you possibly can. And this is a good one. So I think a lot of the pros and the MSNBC crowd, that's what they're doing. But Joe Nocera, who I mentioned, read tons and tons of these emails, and he's written a piece for the Free Press. And he says, 6 years after Jeffrey Epstein was arrested for luring teenage girls to service his insatiable sexual needs, I didn't think there was anything about this sordid scandal that could shock me. But I was wrong. Over the weekend, I read hundreds of the emails to and from Jeffrey Epstein released to the public. I wanted to take a shower when I had finished. I hope the people who wrote them, who we'll get to in a minute, never live them down. For starters, the vast majority of the emails were written after 2008, which is when Epstein pleaded guilty to soliciting prostitution from an underage girl, a far lesser charge than he deserved after his lawyers browbeat the prosecutors. And he spent 13 months in prison, a term so lenient he was allowed home over the weekends. All those friends of his who wrote emails, the friends who now say they regret their association with him, after details of that case were out in the open, they didn't seem to care at the time.
Including Larry Summers, obviously, president of Harvard, who years after Epstein got caught sexing up underage girls was emailing him saying, hey, I'm mentoring this economics professor. She's hot, and I want to have sex with her. What do you think of this line? I mean, if you haven't read those, it's amazing.
Right. So Nocera says they didn't seem to care. That's not quite right. They did care about Epstein. Whenever stories would crop up about Epstein's sexual proclivities, as they did from time to time, he and his elite friends sent emails back and forth bemoaning the unfairness of it all. They strategized about how they might deflect attention away from his penchant for young girls and direct it instead on his philanthropy or his supposed insider knowledge of President Donald Trump's business dealings. The girls, they barely got a mention. And then he mentions Boris Nikolic, a venture capitalist who is Bill Gates' chief scientific advisor, when a Vanity Fair story came out. When will this stop? This is crazy, he wrote. When Epstein complained that not one newspaper had the balls to question the credibility of Virginia Giuffre, who said she thought she might die a sex slave at the hands of Epstein, first blew the whistle on his crimes. Epstein's friend Landon Thomas Jr., then a financial journalist at the New York Times, replied, quote, I might be interested in that story. Would Andrew's people cooperate? Andrew, of course, is Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, formerly known as Prince Andrew, who Giuffre accused of having sex with her during the time she was under Epstein's control. He clearly did, according to these emails. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's see. Michael Wolff, the author, groused another big prize for the Miami Herald. After Julie K. Brown won the Hillman Prize, which is a prestigious journalism prize, for her expose of the sweetheart deal Epstein got back in 2008. And Brown's story ultimately led to Epstein's arrest that April in 2019. Look at the judges on this thing, continued Wolf, who comes across in the emails as perhaps Epstein's closest confidant, the right-thinking establishment to a T. Steve Bannon, who was CC'd on that email, chimed in. Yeah, the fix is always in.
What year was that?
2019.
Wow.
Let's see.
Steve Bannon.
Then he talks about, there are always sex scandals of one sort or another, but the Epstein case exists on a whole other level. He was rich and well-connected, but to this day, nobody actually knows where all his money came from. Your anti-Semitic crowd say it was the Jews, the Mossad, something, something. It's ridiculous. But he lacked a college degree, but charged his wealthy friends millions of dollars for tax advice. Constantly surrounded by young women, the younger the better. And it was all about massages that ended with a sexual climax, as Mr. Nocera writes. Did Epstein's elite friends get the same treatment? Is that how he made his money? In a memoir that was published after she died earlier this year, Giuffre alleged that she was expected to service Epstein's friends, including Prince Andrew as well as him. But that's the only name specifically named. But there are still many unknowns about Epstein. That's one reason there's such a voracious appetite for the story. Another reason, though, is that it appears to be yet another example of how the rich live by a different set of rules, allowing them to do the most heinous things and skate away. He quotes F. Scott Fitzgerald in The Great Gatsby, careless people, the wealthy and powerful who thoughtlessly damaged lives that were meaningless to them.
To me, I mean, the fact Steve Bannon being CC'd on that email, I mean, there is a club out there of rich and powerful that crosses political lines where the whole, you know, we're fighting the other side so hard thing disappears.
Oh, yeah.
That's all a show for us. And they just live a life of sex, connections, financial comfort, and everything like that. And how does this not make you cynical?
Yeah. There's a chumminess to these emails, an intimacy even, that suggests just how close Epstein was to his elite buddies. Epstein donated more than $9 million to Harvard, most of it during Larry Summers' five-year tenure as Harvard's president, which ended in 06. But Summers' emails to Epstein, which came well after his time as Harvard's president, weren't about money. Epstein appears to have been someone to whom he could say anything without fear of rebuke. Then he gets into the hitting on his mentee thing and getting advice from Epstein about how you reacted well, annoyed, shows caring, no whining, show strength. Last week, Summers issued a statement saying that his association with Epstein was a major error of judgment. That's what they're all saying now.
I don't know if you looked into the emails, but, I mean, it gets down to the nitty-gritty of like, Larry Summers sending an email to Epstein saying, I asked her out for drinks today after the conference, and she said she was tired. Do you think that was just a way to get out of it? Or do you think she was actually tired? Should I try it again? Am I pushing too hard? He's wanting to sex up this young economist who sees him as an older mentor. And he's looking to Jeffrey Epstein for advice on how to work the thing. Yeah, and he's married currently. Yeah, you should be embarrassed by all that. And now he's stepped down from OpenAI where he had some sort of role. He's left like every job he has. He ought to be embarrassed.
Here's Kathy Ruemmler, now Goldman Sachs top lawyer, former White House counsel for Barack Obama, has also said she regrets her association with Epstein, but in their email exchanges, they sound like bosom buddies, constantly kvetching about their dislike of Donald Trump. When she describes him as stupid and gross, Epstein responds, duh. She asks him for advice when she is approached about a big job. He tells her about all the big shots he'll be dining with. Goldman Sachs has defended Ruemmler, saying that her relationship with Epstein was professional. Her email correspondence show how ludicrous this claim is. Landon Thomas, who, please recall, was a New York Times journalist at the time, emails Epstein to warn him that he just spoke to another journalist who is snooping around. Thomas was fired by the Times in 2019 because he solicited a $30,000 contribution to a charity from Epstein. There are only a few emails between Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein, but one in particular is a doozy. Even after they broke up as a couple, they remained extremely close. When he attended high-profile events, she was his date. When he needed young girls, she either found them herself or commanded one of Epstein's young charges to find a girl who could take care of him. In 2015, Jaffray, the victim, sued Maxwell for defamation after Maxwell accused Jaffray of lying. In a panic, Maxwell emailed Epstein. She tells him she is being told to put out a statement that will distance her from him. She adds, they need me to say I was not aware of massage with Andrew in my house. That email took my breath away, not because I didn't strongly suspect it to be true, because here it was at last on a page, an admission that what Jaffray had long contended that Prince Andrew had long denied was true. He was getting massages from Epstein's victims in Maxwell's home. These were the kind of messages that Epstein's victims say often ended with sexual satisfaction on the part of the men being massaged. Then back and forth with Wolf about the sex stuff, who clearly knew about it. On and on.
There's plenty more we need to get to on this. We've got a clip of Trump a decade ago talking about Epstein and Bill Clinton that to me means Trump must not have had anything he was worried about re the world of Epstein. That's the way I take it.
Let me hit you with Joe Nocera's last paragraph. Epstein's correspondents could have tried to stop him or reported him to the authorities or at least decided to have nothing to do with him. Instead, many of them circled the wagons protecting a horrific sexual offender. He was rich, well-connected, and lived a seemingly glamorous life. They preferred his friendship to looking straight away at his crimes. It is shameful, and even all these years after the first Epstein revelations, shocking.
He is Gatsby. Wow. We got a lot more. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
You know what's special about giving? It doesn't just help the person who receives the gift. It does something for you, too.
It's really as simple as this. The fastest way to feel joy during the holiday season, and always, is to give to someone in need.
The Salvation Army sees it every day. A hot meal, a safe place to sleep, a paid electricity bill, a kid unwrapping a toy on Christmas morning. Those are real moments your gift makes happen for your neighbors in need. And the best part? Every dollar you give stays local, making a real difference for people in your own community.
So this giving season, don't hold back your generosity. Start giving today. With $25 a month, you can provide 70 meals a month for people in your community struggling with food insecurity. That's huge.
Think about the impact you can make on your neighborhood with this monthly donation.
So go ahead, give with joy, and feel it come right back at you. Donate at SalvationArmyUSA.org, or maybe drop something in the red kettle near you. Listen for the sound of the bell. SalvationArmyUSA.org. One more time, SalvationArmyUSA.org.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
There's no championship league for small business owners. But if there was, you'd be at the top of the standings. Because going pro with Lenovo Pro means you've got the winning formation, one-on-one advice, IT solutions, and customized hardware powered by Intel Core Ultra processors help you stay ahead of the competition. Business goes pro with Lenovo Pro. Sign up for free at Lenovo.com/pro.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Before we get to something important, The Simpsons killed off another longtime character Sunday night on the new episode of The Simpsons. Alice Glick, the church organist.
Oh.
Who shows up in a whole bunch of episodes. My son, who could be the world's leading expert on The Simpsons, went through all the different episodes for me yesterday that she appears in and she's quoted or shows up or that's
wow. Wow.
He knows that for some reason.
She'll
so apparently,
missed.
Larry Summers, former president of Harvard, secretary of the treasurer, on all kinds of boards, highly involved with OpenAI, he stepped down because of these embarrassing emails that came out. Man, not only are you trying to sex up the people you're mentoring as a, like, super rich, powerful, well-known college professor, you're trying to sex up this girl that comes to you for mentor advice. And you get caught. You're getting your advice from freaking Epstein. I mean, it's unbelievable. Anyway, so apparently yesterday or the day before, because he's still teaching at college, at Harvard, he apologized to his Harvard class.
Some of you will have seen my statement of regret, expressing my shame with respect to what I did in communication with Mr. Epstein, and that I've said that I'm going to step back from public activities part-time, but that I think it's very important to fulfill my teaching obligation. And so, with your permission, we're going to go forward and talk about the material in the class.
We're going to go forward and talk about the material rather than the fact that I would sex up many of you in the room right now. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you, Lou. You're looking at me. In fact, if Epstein wasn't dead, I would email him today saying, how do you think I should get her in bed?
Well, I'm told he took partial responsibility. No, what's that? The control room is talking to me. Oh, full responsibility. He took full responsibility, so it's okay.
I do feel like the Larry Summers part of this has a bit of the Streisand effect going, that if he hadn't, like, made such a big, giant public show of his contrition, way fewer people would have heard about it.
Maybe, yeah.
Because there's just a number of powerful people that are involved in these Epstein emails, and they haven't come out and said, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. I'm sorry. I'm resigning from all my things.
Yeah, but come on. He was way high on the salacious scale. I mean, soliciting Epstein's advice on how to hit on a mentee as a married dude? That's a good headline.
Yeah, that is not cool. Wow. And you're getting your advice from Epstein. And this is years after Epstein was convicted of being
a they're buds. Yeah.
Just didn't matter. So, got a clip coming up. It's Trump bringing up Epstein to a reporter in 2015, long before I'd even heard his name, maybe? I don't know. Which I think shows that he must not be worried about his relationship with Epstein. I think. See what you think. And then the three big questions still swirling around this whole thing that either will or will not be answered, but they are the big questions. But Trump from 2015 bringing up Clinton and Epstein. Stay tuned.
Oh, boy.
Armstrong and Getty.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises, because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird!
All right. Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casual...
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This Thanksgiving, bring home the flavors of family tradition and the spirit of togetherness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we've got everything for your holiday feast. California-grown diesel turkeys, organic vegetables, fresh cranberries, stuffing, and all the trimmings. While you're here, shop for local treasures from the heart, like soy and beeswax candles, artisan jewelry, crystals, and more. Shop local, eat organic, and celebrate community. Orchard Nutrition Center, where holiday magic meets one-of-a-kind finds.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
IPPAH.com. That's Zipa.com.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Do you like to stay informed, to know what's going on in the world? And you can't stand the liberal media bias. We think we have the show for you.
Armstrong and Getty On Demand. 4 episodes available every day.
On the iHeartRadio app.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Ready for the headline of the day?
Hit me.
I suggest you put on a helmet and buckle your seatbelt. Headline of the day. Jeffrey Epstein had a tiny penis shaped like a lemon, says victim. This is from the New York Post today. Apparently one of the victims, you probably saw in the news, all the victims on the Capitol steps, candlelight vigil, cheering when the vote went down, 428-1 in the House, and the Senate just said rubber stamped it to release the Epstein files. One of the victims did an interview with Substack. This is actually kind of interesting. Wasn't there another, trying to remember what sexual perv it came out, had a, like, practically deformed
Harvey
small...
Weinstein.
Who?
Weinstein.
Right.
Well, and just recently there was something about the Golden State Killer, who was a murdering rapist in the Sacramento area and the Bay Area back in the 70s? Forgive me if I'm wrong on that.
But you're right, Weinstein, they said that about him too. So sometimes these people are driven by, you know, they had an unfortunate physical abnormality and it makes them crazy?
Yeah, they have overwhelming desires to sexually, you know, dominate someone.
Yeah, this woman, I mean, it doesn't sound like she's trying to be, reading this interview, it doesn't sound like she's trying to be, you know, salacious for salacious sake. She's just describing, no, he was practically deformed, she says. So, that's interesting. Talking about Jeffrey Epstein and the whole thing and the files being released and Trump's going to sign in it a law today. And then the Justice Department has 30 days to get the stuff out. And holy cow, how long will this story dominate Washington, D.C.? I thought this was really interesting. I watched Mark Halperin, who is one of the more fair journalists in my mind that exist out there, and his video cast yesterday afternoon after all this went down. He has three questions that he says remain out there. I'm with him on two of them. I'm not sure about the third one. But first he played this. So back in 2015, this is before Donald Trump even announced he was going to run for president the first time, when it was still like a long shot, really, that he was ever going to get into politics. He spoke at the CPAC convention, and Mark Halperin was there as a journalist at the time for Bloomberg, and got Donald Trump to stop by the tent after he spoke. And Donald Trump brought up, unprovoked, Jeffrey Epstein. And Halperin's belief is that Trump was thinking about running, thought his likely opponent was going to be Hillary Clinton, which turned out to be right, and that he needed to damage the whole Clinton brand and their and Bill Clinton's attachment to Epstein. And so he was introducing the topic into the bloodstream of the media, or trying to, way back then, which makes me think that you ain't got much to hide. I wouldn't think you'd be like trying to bring up the whole Epstein thing when nobody'd heard about this. No. And, you know, and make it a big story. If you were involved in stuff that you wanted kept secret, doesn't that just make sense on a logical standpoint? But anyway, here's that actual.
Well, that would be an insane gamble.
God,
if you knew you were dirty. Yeah.
This is Trump talking to Halperin back in 2015.
You raised the question of Jeffrey Epstein in your remarks about in the Q&A.
Well, I think he's got a problem. I mean,
what do you think
I'm
the problem
here.
Will be?
I don't know, but that island was really a cesspool. There's no question about it. Just ask Prince Andrew. He'll tell you about it. The island was an absolute cesspool. So,
the Clintons are friends
and he's
of
been
yours,
there
right?
for many times.
The Clintons are friends.
Well, I can't say friends, but I know
you're friendly.
Them.
You know them.
They play at my clubs a lot. I have clubs, and everybody likes to play at my clubs.
Are you saying there's a political problem for her if she runs for president?
It could be a political problem. Look, he could be a political problem. Right now, he's Teflon, and right now, maybe not. But he could end up being a political problem.
He wanted to get out there that there's a problem between Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein and his island. Just ask Prince Andrew. So Trump was completely aware of at least the Prince Andrew angle, and probably lots of different angles, of what was going on in Epstein world.
Yeah, I don't remember what was known in 2015.
I don't think any, well, you mean among normal people or among the elite? I mean, among the people.
Well, anybody, really. Was the Prince Andrew thing out in 2015?
Boy,
or was Trump
knowledge.
Kind of outing it? Yeah, but you didn't really follow the story.
It certainly wasn't on anybody's radar, like, as a regular topic in the way that it has been over the last however many years. But, yeah, I think he was trying to introduce the topic of Epstein to people. The island,
the Pearl Island,
trying to alert the media, here's something to look into. You wouldn't do that if you had something to hide, would you? That would be crazy.
Right.
I don't know. To me, that's just the logic behind that is. Okay, so here are the three questions Mark Halpern has that haven't been answered. And you can determine whether or not you think they're a big deal. One, what was the relationship between Donald Trump and Epstein when they were friendly? And then what caused the break? That he's had different answers for that, kind of different moving explanations for why they broke, number of different times. Why did he fly in Epstein's plane? Halpern said, I've known Trump a long time. He didn't fly in other people's planes. He's got his own plane. He gets everywhere he wants to be on his own plane. It's unlike him to fly in somebody else's. Why was he flying in Epstein's plane? How close were they? And then what was the break? Because they've given different answers over the years. So that's kind of interesting. Again, I don't think there's going to end up being anything there with Trump that's going to damage him seriously. So, question number two is more interesting, maybe fits in with question number one. Everybody's wondering, Halpern says in D.C., what the hell is the deal with Ghislaine Maxwell getting moved to that super comfy prison? Nobody can explain that.
Sex offenders are never sent.
Nobody can explain that or come up with an example of that happening in the past. Of somebody convicted of what she's convicted of, just out of and it happened right after she does her 8-hour interview with the number one, number two, but really the number one at the Justice Department.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's a pure quid pro quo. If it's not, I'd be shocked. I mean, it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, and is paddling across a pond.
Okay, quid pro quo means something for something. What's the something and what's the something in this?
You sit down for an interview, and Mitch, you make it infinitely clear that Donald Trump did nothing untoward when he knew Jeffrey Epstein. At the time, Trump thought that was enough. In return, we send you to the Cush prison.
It's almost got to be that.
Yeah, I mean, it's Occam's razor.
So,
if it's different than that, I'll be interested to find out, but come on. Back to the duck. The duck has got Occam's razor in its beak. Please. That's right, Quacky.
It is quacking. It is swimming. It is having baby ducklings. I mean, it's a duck. But so that kind of blows up the first one on when, you know, he brought up, he was introducing Epstein. He mentioned it in the CPAC speech and then wanted to talk to journalists about the Clintons and Epstein.
How easily ruffled Trump's feathers are, speaking of birds of a feather, how easily butthurt he is. He was like, people are saying I was perving with the king of the pervs. I wasn't. It needs to stop. I want it to stop. Who can stop it? Well, Ghislaine Maxwell, maybe. All right, get her to say I didn't do anything. Well, we're going to have to cut her a deal. I don't care, says Trump. Cut her a deal. Just get her to say I didn't do anything. I think it was as simple as that.
Which she did. She very specifically said that Trump was not involved in any of this.
Right.
And then she
which
goes
Trump
to super
Trump quite country. Reasonably assumed would be plenty.
And then the third one.
Unless it looked like a quid pro quo in which she said, well, yeah, I'll say anything. What do you want me to say? LBJ was there getting handies? Okay, LBJ was there. Fine. Now send me to the tennis camp.
God, if he commutes her sentence or pardons her, holy crap. Maybe that's the deal. Maybe they told her, look, you got 3.5 years. You're going to live in this tennis camp for 3.5 years. He's going to pardon you on the way out the door when he's an old man and no longer has any political anything. People will scream and yell, but they'll forget about it. What are they going to do? And you'll be out. So just hang on.
Yeah, probably.
Are you liking the food? If you're not liking the food, I'll get a different chef.
Right, because she's gotten special privileges even at the tennis camp, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, something's going on there, obviously.
Bro, put the duck back.
Right, Quacky. Please.
Okay, here's the third one, which I'm surprised by, from as level-headed a journalist as is out there, to my mind, Mark Halperin says he's not convinced Epstein killed himself. He's done it. He spent a lot of time with the videos and the explanations and why the guards weren't there and who wasn't watching the videos and who was supposed to be and how Epstein ended up in a cell alone and blah, 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 blah. And he's not convinced that Epstein killed himself or there wasn't at least they put him in a situation where he could kill himself and get away with it when they're not supposed to do that, et cetera.
Right. Oh, yeah, that part. Absolutely.
Where are you on that?
My defining statement on that topic, right after a word from our friends at Webroot. My statement will shock you. But hackers love the holidays. Fake shipping emails, you've seen those. Jack was talking about getting those. I've gotten them too. Sketchy social media stores, too good to be true. Black Friday deals. Everybody's trying to scam us all the time. That's why you need Webroot Total Protection.
Yeah, I get them every single day. Your UPS package is delayed. Okay, all right. And then if you click on it, then you got problems. That's why you need Webroot. You get real-time antivirus, firewall, a password manager, plus VPN, backup, identity protection for the whole family, which is really, really great, and now they've got a great price.
Even dark web monitoring all in one. Yes, 60% off for you good people. You use our code, you get 60% off for the whole family. From the kids' tablets to grandma's laptop, just go to webroot.com/Armstrong. That's webroot.com/Armstrong. 60% off, but only through that link. Live a better digital life with Webroot. Webroot.com/Armstrong.
I've changed my mind, by the way, but I want to hear your explosive comment.
All right, here's what I would say about whether he killed himself or not. Due to the sloppiness and corruption at the jail in New York, it will never be provable that he didn't. And the idea that, well, they just made it easy enough for him to go ahead and do it by leaving him unmonitoring, perhaps having been paid off in some way, maybe. Yeah, that's going to be difficult to prove, but impossible to disprove. And not just for the obvious reason that it's impossible to prove a negative. It's just so sloppy and corrupt.
Well, I have been from the beginning 100% he killed himself. My thinking all along was, the guy's living the greatest, by his standards, not mine, greatest life in the world, is rich and powerful and all the sex he wants and flies around in his plane and got his own island and all this sort of stuff. And what, he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison? Who wants that? And all the embarrassing stuff that's going to come out? I always thought, that makes sense. You kill yourself in that situation. But, as has been pointed out, and I don't know why, he got convicted of this sort of thing before, and he didn't kill himself. And he spent 13 months in prison, and then he got out and went back to his super cool life. So why wouldn't he have thought that he could have done that again?
Now, more serious charges, I don't have them in front of me, but more serious charges and a repeat offender. He was doomed.
You don't think, living the life he lived, that he thought, I'm still going to beat this. I got connections, whether it's Lawyers. Donald, whether it's the Clintons. I got somebody that's going to pardon me at some point. Maybe I have to do a couple of years in prison, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he thought that for a while. Then when he realized it wasn't going to happen, he thought, good night now. But I don't know. I don't know for sure.
I think the guards turned their back. They dimmed the lights. Hillary Clinton comes walking in with a bedsheet. We'll never know. We will never know. And that's on
Hillary
purpose.
Clinton laugh, Michael. Just what are you placing? What are you doing? You're looking at real estate. You're emailing your friends.
click clock, sensible heels walking down the hall of the prison, having just choked out Jeffrey Epstein.
Epstein's thinking, why is somebody wearing heels on the cell block? That's weird. Hillary. Yeah.
I like the idea that Hillary choked him herself as an old woman, a fat old woman.
The waddling old gal who couldn't even get in and out of a van back in 2016. Yeah. She's doing strong arm, doing wet work, as they say. You know, just recently, it's 2019. Sure.
Okay, any thoughts on any of this? You can text us, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty. Dr. Halbert here. Are you tired of standing in front of the pain aisle wondering which product really works? That's exactly why I invented BlueStop. It took me 10 years to perfect BlueStop's unique and effective formula. As a surgeon, I saw how stiff joints, sore muscles, and body aches kept too many people from enjoying life. BlueStop works fast, absorbs quick, and smells great. No prescription, no waiting. It's on the shelf right now at Walmart. Feel the difference.
If your cash is sitting in a savings account, it's at risk. Old school advice says save more, but today the strategy is broken. When inflation spikes, they print money or cut rates, your dollar shrinks. So do your savings. The solution? Own something real. Physical gold and silver. When the dollar drops, gold and silver prices rise. And with Noble Gold, owning gold is simple. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The knowledge is free. The protection is priceless. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investments.
Love the music from the Pirates of the Caribbean or Eric Whitaker's wildly fun Godzilla Eats Las Vegas? Don't miss the Shasta College Symphonic Fans Fall Concert. Performances are Friday, November 21st at 7:30 and Saturday, November 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are only $5 for general admission, featuring Dr. Jeff Specht conducting and Henry Patterson as Master of Ceremonies. Get your tickets now at shastacollege.edu/tickets and experience an unforgettable musical adventure.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop. Every day, as we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Okay. So I mentioned the headline of the day from the New York Post. Jeffrey Epstein had a tiny, extremely deformed penis shaped like a lemon, says victim. This is from a Substack interview yesterday. One of the victims that was on the Capitol steps yesterday that cheered when the vote went down to release the files. I don't know if any of the files include the shape of his junk.
No, this is audio of a deposition back in, what, do we have a year on this? Fairly recently, before his death. Well, go ahead.
Addressing this issue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could you please give us your name?
Jeffrey Epstein.
Is it true, sir, that you have what's been described as an egg-shaped penis?
Form, vague, indefinite, and I'm going to give you the first warning, Mr. Cuban, that these types of questions are not only argumentative, but directed in a manner to embarrass Mr. Epstein. If you continue with this type of question, I will adjourn the deposition immediately.
Sir, according to the police department's probable cause affidavit, one witness described your penis as oval-shaped and claimed when it was towards the bottom but was thin and small towards and called it egg-shaped. Those are not my words. I apologize. But as Mr.
Now adjourned.
As Mr. Critton has stated, that this is a...
All right.
I'm willing to continue.
Well, is it a lemon or an egg? I mean,
I'm not going to send you to the grocery store if you don't know the difference between a lemon and an egg. Yeah.
We got
to
nail this down.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why it was bleeped in that way, but it was 2009.
I get the lawyer saying that's meant to embarrass my client. I don't understand it's argumentative. What?
Maybe they had been claiming a lemon before, and now they're saying egg. And so,
which is it? What's next? Ping pong ball? When's this end? This is a witch hunt.
And I don't think at this point anybody disputes that Jeffrey Epstein was perving on young women and underage girls and the rest of it. So his Schwanzstücke and its shape is just not material at this point, I don't think. But.
No, I don't think so. Well, it probably. Do you think that was meant to embarrass him? Was that the reason to bring it up?
No, I think it was to substantiate the witness testimony. I've seen that in several sexual abuse cases.
Oh yeah, well, including Bill Clinton.
I'm not sure why the guy running the deposition wouldn't allow it unless that was Epstein's attorney.
Wasn't that part of the whole Bill Clinton thing that Paula Jones could identify his particularly shaped first penis?
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
Katie, you got nothing?
Oh, no, don't.
Really?
No, why would you? No. I'm through with this, and I won't let the good lady be sullied by your you know.
I appreciate that,
Joe. Her into this. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Raccoons are showing early signs of domestication.
Eggs and lemons are pretty similar.
They're not totally dissimilar. Your next pet, this is the way it intended to tease this story. Your next pet could be a raccoon. Stay with us.
They are cute.
Oh, they got the little masks.
Football's similar to an egg or a lemon.
Not in size.
Rugby ball would be closer to an egg or a lemon.
Well, again, not totally dissimilar. I mean, I think Your Honor, we're getting caught up over details here.
You're being argumentative.
Who is perving on home?
Another word for raccoons, trash pandas.
Trash pandas. That's how Judy and I refer to them all the time.
Yeah.
Well, if you want a cute little pet that in the middle of the night will turn into a wild animal and rip your kid's face off, this might be for you. Stay tuned.
Wow. Okay. Good tease. Yeah. We'll have that.
We got to get into that Democrat lady, Epstein. We'll take a break from Epstein, but that Democrat lady who was talking to Epstein during a hearing.
Right.
Did you hear that story? Wow.
Getting advice.
Armstrong and Getty.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With team and training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatments, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies that save lives every day.
I am making a difference. I am TNT.
Join TNT. Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex. Join TNT and fundraise while you train and take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.